Hi everyone, on Audio Boom, it's Emily from Fashionista, and I thought I would do a boom because I haven't done one in a few days and I just wanted to do one really. It's the evening now, I am freezing my backside off, it's so cold in my house, it's just a joke, I've got the heater on but it doesn't seem to be making the blind bit of difference because I'm still cold. So I just wanted to sort of give you a few updates and just tell you about some stuff and whatever else. So first of all, I got a job. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I don't know if I said this before. I don't remember if I did, but I have got a job, which is really exciting. It's a part-time job and I'm super happy. Also, I got to meet someone today. I got to meet Natalie Dormer. Woo! God, she's on if you watch Game of Thrones or Hunger Games or have watched The Tudors on BBC, you will know her. She is amazing. I love her. I just think she's just so awesome. I got to meet her today and I was just so excited and it was amazing and we talked and chatted about stuff and I'm not going to say why I got to meet her or what it was for because I don't think I'm allowed. So all I can say is that I met her, I got a picture with her, it was epic, and I'm super excited because some of you who know me personally probably know I love Natalie Dormer, I'm a big fan, so to get the chance to meet her was insane. Oh, it was so good, and I'm so pleased. So that was absolutely incredible. I met her today and it was absolutely great. So in other news, I'm also featured in a new article on Huffington Post that someone else wrote this time, because I'm a contributor for Huffington Post as well, but someone else wrote the article and it was basically the 5 top disabled bloggers, beauty bloggers, and I was in that list, which was really great. And along with some other great people as well, and it's just really nice to be included and, you know, to be mentioned and to have a feature. So that was absolutely awesome. I will link it in the description below if I remember to, or if not, you'll find it on my Facebook page. If you follow me on Facebook, it will be on there. So that will be going up. I have written a Huffington Post article myself. I can't say what it's for just yet, but I have written one, but it's not gone up yet. I don't know when it might go up tomorrow, I don't know, but I'm waiting for that to go up. Hopefully it will go up soon because I really want to see it. So fingers crossed it will go up soon. And I am just getting on with some essay work and whatnot. I've got some stuff planned over the next few weeks. I've got a few things I'm doing. I also wanted to just briefly chat about some kind of makeup news, what's new in the makeup world and stuff, and you know, some other fashiony bits. So if you guys follow me on my Facebook page, you probably have seen this actually. Basically, Clinique have brought out a range which is for Great Ormond Street Hospital. They're basically raising money for Great Ormond Street, and they've brought up this amazing new range of lipsticks actually. And what they are for is basically they raise money for the charity, and 100% of the money goes towards Great Ormond Street. And it's called the Kiss It Better range, and they are really cool actually. And they come in this lovely, like, cartoon-esque packaging, and they're all different colours. I got the one in petal because it's, you know, Great Ormond Street really did help me when I was little. They took care of me when I was a child, and they're also, the money goes towards raising funds for research into childhood cancer, which is something close to my heart because a very close friend of mine's got cancer, and you know, she's very young, she's 19, so it's something that I think's worthwhile doing. And if you want to get a new lipstick and can get your hands on one, I'd recommend it. They've got 2 shades available. They had more, but they've sold like gold. I mean, everybody's clearly wanted them, so they haven't got as many shades now. You can get them on Clinique or you can get them on House of Fraser website. And the one I got is called Petal, and it's like a petalish springtime pink color, and it's like a matte lipstick. So I thought I'd get it, and you know, at the end of the day, Even if it doesn't suit me as much, I don't really care because it's money spent on, you know, a charity, and it's something that I'm passionate about and that I love, so I don't really care. But you know, hopefully it will look nice because it looks like a pretty colour on the screen. And my mum actually said to me, "Oh yeah, I think that one would look nice," because there was also magenta, but magenta doesn't suit me. I'm not really a magenta girl. I can't pull it off. It's just my colouring. I look too washed out when I wear magenta. Some redheads can wear magenta and they look awesome. I'm not one of them people. I'm more of the vintage classic pink colours, but that's just my personal preference. In terms of other kind of beauty news, I mean, there's been lots of like new things coming in for trends. One of the biggest brands actually at the moment is NARS for the new season, from what I've been seeing anyway, because a lot of the beauty crazes have been around NARS and this really beautiful dewy finish to the skin, and it's just really lovely. So I basically did a feature on, I'm sorry if you can hear me typing, by the way, I'm just doing some notes. I did a feature on my blog about the top beauty trends for this spring summer, and one of the biggest ones we're seeing is a very no makeup makeup look, but also it's just very natural and dewy, and it's particularly only one feature. Like there's either been a very tropical lip, like a red tropical lip, which is inspired by the Spanish trend, or the same token, we've been seeing a pop of colour on the eye, like a pop of blue, pop of green, pink. It's just like a bold pop of colour, which I think is really nice. And certain colours I wouldn't wear, like I'm not really a person who'd wear a lot of blue on my eye, but I do like green. I probably would wear green or maybe even a bit of a pink pop of colour. So I think that's really good. And it's, some of the looks are more glittery, some of them are a bit more matte. It's just something that I think it's, you could wear an accent of it or you could wear a bit more than that. But obviously that's not coming up until later on in the year. I wouldn't necessarily wear it now because it's not quite the season for it. But it's coming up. It's going to be more pops of colour or red lips or just a very natural dewy look. But definitely one of the brands that keeps getting mentioned a lot in all of the beauty articles I've seen is NARS, which, you know, I think it's good. I mean, I've got a lot of NARS products. I use quite a few of their, like, I've got their some of their blushes and their, like, highlighters and stuff. So I've liked NARS for years. I've not tried any of their foundations or concealers yet, but I want to try their concealer. But it's just nice because it's one of the brands that's been mentioned quite a lot, and I know the brand. So that's really cool. Also, something else that has come up quite a lot in the fashion scene at the moment, I also did a blog about the top fashion trends as well for 2016, because that was, I did a fashion one, did a beauty one afterwards. Fashion, there's a lot of different things. One of the biggest things is suede, and like the boho suede. Boho's still in, it's never, it doesn't ever go out of fashion. So that, if any of you watched my haul I did, the collective one, and I mentioned a waistcoat that was suede and it was oxblood, I must have been like a, I must have had a sixth sense for it, because it's still in fashion. So yeah, I only paid tenner for it, but I can still wear it. I mean, I could still wear it even if it wasn't in fashion, because hell, like, if you don't, if you want to wear something, wear it. But you know what I mean, it's still in fashion, which is great. And also I've been seeing a lot of things like mules are in fashion again, and like slip-on shoes, flats. There's been a lot of a hype around the Victoriana necklines, like, so the high necklines have been in fashion. There's been a bit of a kind of a theme for moon, half moon shaped bags. There's just been lots of different ones. Some of them I don't like, but a lot of them I do. Like the Victoriana trend and the Spanishy tropical looking trends, lovely. So there's lots of different ones. There's a blog actually. My blog is www.fashioneister.com, and that's fashion fashioneister.com. If you want to go and have a look at that, because I did a few features on there about fashion and beauty and stuff. I mean, if any of you ever have any questions or requests for any particular, like, features on fashion, do let me know, because I'll either do them on my blog or on Fashionability, my other podcast channel. So if you do have any requests, do let me know, because I do listen to your requests. And that is pretty much it. I'm going to leave it there, and I will catch up with you soon. Also, happy pancake day to everybody. Hope you enjoyed your pancakes. Thank you all for listening, and also thank you to everybody who has followed my blog. I'm up to 3,000 subscribers, which is amazing, so thank you. And I will let you go. See you soon, everybody. Bye.